Folks, this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro Catfishing Baits and Catfish Supplies, the Bow Barn in Greenville, Texas, right there on I-30, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, friends, for many years, over a decade, I've been a guest on a very popular musical show called Western Swing and Other Things. Marshall Allen Bailey allows me to get on there. He and his wife, Cowgirl Janie, they have a two-hour musical show. Not all Western Swing. There's all kind of good music on there. But I get to do the outdoor segment each week. And I've done it for, like I say, over a decade. Well, the Marshall is, he's killed some giant deer, whitetail deer up in Kansas where he lives with traditional bows. Quite a sportsman himself, but he's got a recipe. He's going to be our guest, and the Marshal is standing by. He is for a long time, the honorary Dodge City Marshal. So, interesting guy, great musician, one heck of an artist. Marshal, I could keep on bragging on you, but I better just open it up and say good morning to you, and thanks for being our guest.
Well, good morning to you, Luke. It is always great to be with you right here on Catfish Radio. Every time that I talk to you, I have to take my hat off, though, because you make my head swell up with all the nice things you say. But it's great to be here.
Well, thank you. And what I want you to do is share some of that knowledge on that under that cowboy hat there that you got, and that on making bacon. Now, folks, most of us, me included, I've made some bacon in the past, and I've cured a lot of wild hog hams. And I do use the pink powder. I use actually kits from Butcher Packer Supply on the hams. You can inject that to the bone and marinate it, and it makes some really good ham, even from wild hogs. It's just leaner than what you'd get from domestic hogs. But this is something that Marshall's going to tell you about that anybody can do. And pork bellies, they're available. They're not available at every grocery store, that's for sure. I guess they could order them for you, but you can go to all the Hispanic meat markets and food stores. All of those just about have them. And that's a good place if you live in Texas, where there are Hispanic meat markets. That's a good place to find the pork belly. But, Marshall, what you do, it takes 3 days to make it, and it's the flavor is something that far surpasses those little thin slices of bacon that most of us are accustomed to, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Once you try this, folks, I don't think you'll ever go back. It's that much better. And pork bellies, you have to put a little work into it. But like Luke said, most grocery stores can order them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or now we deal with a couple of different meat markets that are around close. And but what we need for you to do is to find you a pork belly and in the 3 to 4 pound range. Now, if you want, you can get the pork bellies with the skin on there. Now, a lot of people like to make cracklings out of the skin, but for the most part, they'll have the skin off of them. There'll be the layer of fat that is right there underneath where they took the skin off, and it is a pretty solid piece of lard. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can pare as much as that of that off, or you can leave it on. It doesn't really matter. We're talking about bacon,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to render off there anyway as you fry it. But here we go. You get you a 3 to 4 pound uncured pork belly. Okay, for the marinade, it's going to call for a 1/3 cup kosher salt. That's the coarse stuff, no iodine in it. 1/4 cup of applesauce. Get you 2 cups of light brown sugar. And we need 1/2 cup of maple syrup. I'll tell you why here in just a second. We need 4 tablespoons of coarse ground black pepper. 2 tablespoons of seasoning of your choice. A lot of folks use garlic. A lot of folks use chili powder. Anything you want to use, jalapeno, whatever, that's up to you. It's your bacon. And then 1/4 cup of water, and you take and you mix this all up in a bowl with whisk until it becomes, it'll become a sticky, gooey marinade. And that's the reason you put the maple syrup in there, to make it stick to the ham. Okay, so you got your pork belly all laid out in front of you, and you got it ready the way that you want it. With a flat baking sheet, pork bellies laying in there, pour half the goop on top of it and spread it around with a spatula, or if you've got gloves, that'll work too. Get it all smeared around your ham there, flip it over, do the same thing. And now you're ready to put her into the ice box. So what you need to do is get you some plastic wrap and seal it off there. Put it in the ice box for 1.5 days. And after that, pull it out. Now you're going to notice there's a lot of extra liquid in there because this marinade's doing its job and it's pulling a lot of that moisture out of the meat. Go ahead and flip your meat over. Put the plastic wrap back on. Put it back into the ice box for 1.5 days. After that, you're ready to pull it out. Now, this is where it sounds a little crazy, but you put it under the sink and you wash all that goodness off of it. Well, it's already in the meat, so you don't really need it on the meat anymore. And wash her off. You don't have to scrub it or anything. But then pat it dry, and you're ready for the smoke. So set it on a rack and let it warm up for about 45 minutes or so, kind of, you know, approach room temperature. Now, get out there and set your smoker or your grill, however, whatever you're using for a smoker, and needs to run up around 175 to 180 degrees. You put that... Put your ham in there and cook it for 1.5 hours. Flip it over, cook it for 1.5 hours. And get your internal temperature up there. Now, I think you can run it anywhere from 175. I mean, let me back up on that. 140 to 170 degrees. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in through there. It doesn't matter because it's not critical, because all you're doing really, you're cooking it, but you're smoking it, you're curing it out. You're ready to go, and I'll guarantee you what, let that thing cool off where you can slice it good, and you're going to have the best bacon you ever had right there, and you made it, and it's going to be a lot cheaper than what you can get at the store.
It is, Marshall, and a lot better. You can buy some thick cut, excuse me, you can buy some thick cut bacon that's good, but it's nothing like what mm-hmm. you're going to be making at home. And a lot of bacon is so thin, I do not know how they can cut it that thin. but you fry it up and it's
got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be some kind of machine that they do that with. I mean,
yeah. Plasma cutter or something. Yeah, that's true. I don't know how they do it. Well, Marshall, that's awesome. Tell everybody about Western Swing and other things. A lot of radio stations are listening. Their folks are listening on radio stations now, and it's an awesome 2-hour show, not all about Western Swing. It's all kind of good music on there, but folks learn more about Western Swing and other things?
Well, we've been running now for we're in our 35th year of broadcasting. Now, Cowgirl Janie and I actually do this from our ranch right here in Kansas, and send it out to whatever station wants to air it. Our 2-hour segment is absolutely free to any station, it's all in one big long block, and it is 2 hours of just great not only music, but just down home,
yes,
clean family entertainment. And we've been doing it for a long time, and a lot of folks that listen to us kind of liken us to Garrison Keillor with that down home flavor, and it's just something that we just really enjoy doing, been doing it a long time. And good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise, well, we're going to keep on doing it.
It's absolutely awesome show, folks. And how do they online, or how do they find you? You know, people that may not know about it.
We do have a website that has our schedule on it, where they can find us and what times. It's westernswingandotherthings.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Marshall, thanks for sharing that information on the bacon. I bet we're going to have a run on pork bellies now. People are going. I know
there's a market for them.
There is, for sure. I know for one thing, old Luke's going to be checking out a Hispanic meat market here next week. I'm going to make me one. Thanks a lot, Marshall, for being with us, buddy. And we'll get you back from time to time. Maybe talk about some of those big Kansas deer that you shot with your longbow. How about that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's smokintex.com. And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.